years. A mere atom in the eternity of time. And here am I, another woman, living out my life. Oh, Sherry, I could cry. But it's Christmas, it's Christmas.
Lorraine, have you ever played Cleopatra?
No, I haven't, Sherry. Why do you ask?
There was something about your expression as you stood in that case. Pure Da Vinci.
Why, Sherry, how sweet.
It transcended any mortal expression I've ever seen before. Please do it again, Lorraine.
Why, Sherry, you're joshing me, aren't you?
Lorraine, I don't make light of these things. I don't know, it was pure heaven. Would you please do it again, Lorraine?
Well, I don't know exactly what it was that I did, but I feel too silly.
Lorraine, in that one single moment, you nearly reached the epitome of your art, and you should not be ashamed of it. Lorraine, you asked me a little while ago what I wanted for a Christmas present. All I want, Lorraine, is the memory of you in that mummy case.
Why, Sherry, I'm all choked up.
Eureka!
How do you hold this darn thing? That service for
you? You should be all right in there?
Sure, she could breathe easy. I'll let her out when we get on the plane. Now, how are you going to get it out of here?
That's the next step, one thing at a time.
Think fast, Captain, think fast.
This is everything, Sherry. I'm leaving three carbons. Is there anything out here? What's in this basket?
Nothing, Maggie. Throw everything away.
You want this picture?
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I want the picture. Let me have the picture.
I've done everything except put all your broadcasts in order. Do you want me to do that now?
Yeah, would you do that, please? Very important. Would you hurry up and do that, please, right now?
I'll see you before I go, Banjo.
I've got it!
What?
Now I know how to get this out of here.
How?
I knew I'd seen this face before.
What face?
Oh, time is up this to my time. 15 minutes.
Yes, Mr. Stanley, 15 minutes. Just one small favor before I go. Would you call those two gentlemen in here and ask them to help this gentleman to the airport with this mummy case? Would you do that, please?
I will do nothing of the kind.
Oh, I think you will, Mr. Stanley. Or must I inform my radio audience on my next broadcast that your sister Harriet Stanley is none other than the famous Harriet Sedley, who murdered her mother and father with an axe 25 years ago in Gloucester, Massachusetts? Oh, come, Mr. Stanley, it's a very small favor. Or would you rather hear the good folk of Missalia repeating at your doorstep that once popular little jingle? Harriet Sedley took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. And when the job was nicely done, she gave her father 41. Oh, come, Mr. Stanley, we make a hell of a broadcast. Well,
Mr. Whiteside, you are the damnedest person I've ever met.
Took you long enough to figure that out.
Gave her father 40 whacks. Boy, the Yankees could have used her.
Gentlemen, would you come in here, please?
Whiteside, you're a great man.
Mr. Stanley would like you to help this gentleman to the airport with this mummy case. He's sending it to a friend in Nova Scotia.
Collect.
Right, Mr. Stanley?
Yes. Yes.
Handle it carefully, boys. Banjo, I love you, and I may write a book about you.
Don't bother, I can't read. Goodbye, Maggie. Love conquers all. Don't drop that case, boys. It contains a jewel. Slightly tarnished.
Sherry.
Don't drop it easy now.
Sherry.
Yes, it was.
Oh, Sherry, you look reprobate.
Just send me a necktie sometime. Maggie, my hat and coat. I'm off for New York.
You're leaving, Sherry?
Don't argue, rat girl. Do as you're told.
Yes, Mr. Whiteside.
Mr. Whiteside, I want to apologize. Say.
Think nothing of it, Jefferson. There have been a change in plans. Miss Sheldon is off on a world cruise, and I'm taking your play to Ingrid Bergman. Miss Cutler will explain everything.
Maggie.
Thank you, Maggie.
Mr. Whiteside, are you very busy?
Yes, Doctor, very busy. But listen, if you ever get to New York, try and find me. Maggie, I love you dearly.
You're wonderful, Sherry.
So long, Jefferson. You'll never know the trouble you've caused.
Bye, Mr. Whiteside.
Mr. Stanley, May I hear in the near future that your daughter has been permitted to follow her, marry her young man, and that your son has been permitted to follow his own bent? Or else. Merry Christmas, everybody!
God's sakes, what is all this? I didn't know he could even walk.
Don't worry, Bert. Just don't ask questions. You're too young.
Ernest! Richard's being very difficult. You'll have to talk to him.
Oh, damn it, my head!
Don't you cry, Richard!
Give me Miss Green!
What's that?
Give me Miss Green!
Stop! Stop!